Pacific Palisades Fire, which, if the ins buried it from your memory, began on January 7th, 2025, and caused massive destruction across the Pacific Palisades, Topanga, and Malibu, with nearly every structure north of Sunset Boulevard in Pacific Palisades being obliterated, causing severe air pollution in Los Angeles. The crisis was compounded by water supply issues, as 20% of fire hydrants in the more elevated parts of Pacific Palisades ran dry. The containment efforts reached only 8% by January 31st of 2025, after 24 days of battling an inferno that 7 months later is still being investigated as arson. In the aftermath, Governor Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 549 into law. This legislation grants Los Angeles County the authority to purchase fire-destroyed lots at minimal cost, a decision that directly contradicts Newsom's previous statements to homeowners that government-driven property conversions would not occur.
I was just talking to Josh Green, the governor down in Hawaii, who had some ideas around some land use concerns he has around speculators coming in, buying up properties, and the like. So we're already working with our legal teams to move those things forward, and we'll be presenting those in a matter of days, not just weeks.
The bill mandates that from January 2026, 40% of the housing in affected areas must be affordable, and it establishes a, quote, resilient rebuilding authority, end quote, that overrides local community decisions on rebuilding efforts. This strips away local control, likely displacing original homeowners who don't fall under the criteria of Section 8 recipients, and enables rezoning without their input.
The people that are in charge of this bill, they're the people in charge of letting the whole town burn down, okay? You can say whatever you want, but all their decisions, all their negligence, all that, that's why we have no town in the Palisades. Why will we ever have them in charge of rebuilding what they let burn down?
With SB 549, the authority can buy back land and offer it first to original owners. But if they cannot afford it, they lose their homes permanently, setting the table for Smart LA 2028, led by the City of Los Angeles's Information Technology Agency, a government technocracy that is building the 2028 Olympics on the charred remains of its citizens' homes.
Technology enables the City of LA to efficiently and ethically improve the quality of life for our residents, businesses, and visitors. In other words, when done right, technology makes us smarter. That's why the City of Los Angeles strives to be a smart city. And there's never been a more important time for Los Angeles to be smart than now, as we prepare to host the world in the 2028 Summer Olympics and Paralympics.
Meanwhile, the LA Rises public outreach campaign, launched by the survivors to support recovery efforts, is undermined by Newsom's policy shifts, which prioritize government control over the restoration of homeowner rights and local autonomy.
What they're proposing is a separate government entity to be comprised of political appointees, not people elected by you, who would have centralized authority over construction permitting, development, land acquisition, and other key decisions that will shape the future of the Palisades.
In this brave new world, the people of Pacific Palisades are not rebuilding their lives. They are being rebuilt by a government that ignored their cries for help and sees opportunity in their suffering, an opportunity with motive.
It's like California's being run by a criminal operation, and the goal is the biggest land grab in the history of the United States of America.
But the question isn't whether this was planned. It's whether the people of California will stand idly by as their homes, their rights, and their futures are consumed by the same fire that started it all. Their time to take a stand is today, and it isn't tomorrow. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I told you all this was going to happen, just like Nero burned Rome to expand his palace. It was all a setup. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at theolicshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Just released new numbers. Over 1 million people have self-deported because most of the welfare to illegal aliens has been cut off by DOGE and the Trump administration. Beautiful. That's coming up. FBI opens grand conspiracy probe on weaponization, opening door to special prosecutor. I'm told that appointment is imminent. Could it be as early as this week? And then there'll be another one on Epstein as well. I say combine the two because it's all connected. Maureen Comey, the cover-up artist on the ground for her dad controlling the Epstein file, has been fired. More on that. And we just aired, if you missed it, some stations don't carry the first five, a John Bowne report on the Pacific Palisades. And I'm going to get more into that. The article's up on InfoWars.com with the video from John Bowne. Another conspiracy theory comes true. California bill passes to buy fire-ravaged Palisades for low-income apartments and pay you a fraction of what your property's worth. They have issued, get ready for this, out of tens of thousands of homes destroyed, less than 10 permits to rebuild. But you remember the press conference back in January, late January, right when Trump got in, with the communist mayor, she admits she's a communist, worked for Cuba, intelligence agent Bass. And people say, we haven't been given permits. We need to be able to get in there. And she goes, oh, you'll get permits this week. They've issued 8 permits. And, of course, it's select rich people that are going to be able to keep their house that are insiders. Tens of thousands of destroyed properties. You can't rebuild. We're going to rezone it. We're going to pay you 10% of what it's worth. The governor runs the task force. All his buddies get the job. And they already passed 2 years before to make it a UN smart city grid in the Palisades, the most expensive real estate in the United States. After Lahaina in Maui burned. This is administrative mass murder, as I told you the day after the fires. They drained the reservoirs. They blocked the testing of the fire hydrants. They wouldn't send fire trucks the first night. They left the power lines on. They didn't trim the brush around the power lines for years. They had it all set up. They knew exactly what they were doing. And because the crime is so outrageous, people just can't even wrap their minds around it. Well, I didn't just wrap my mind around it. You can go find the clip. We played it back when it happened. Crew found it. I looked at how they were burning down California and other key areas and blocking first responders, and Antifa caught in 2020, remember, catching fires everywhere. And the media would try to cover it up. They'd have fact checkers say it didn't exist. Those in the local news, the police were arresting them, leftist professors everywhere, burning everything down. They're accelerationist. They want to collapse society, Clark and Piven. I said back at the time when they burned down Maui, Lahaina, I said,
Man, where's the other most expensive stuff? And it was, I looked it up, it was the Palisades. And I said, I bet in the next few years they burn down the Palisades. And now we know it was leftist arsonists that, on top of the power lines falling and creating a big fire line, just like Maui. Hundreds of videos of leftists running around starting fires everywhere. Just psychotic, demon-possessed. They can't have a nice house, so it can burn. But the reason they targeted the Palisades is it wasn't all just $10 million, $20, $20 million, $50 million homes. It was where you have it right next to houses built in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, generationally handed down, where you had cops and firefighters and coffee shop owners and black, white, Hispanic, old, young, who've been handing down those houses that are two, three-bedroom cracker boxes, but are worth $2, $3, $4 million. And then they pull the insurance a few months before on almost everybody. Mm-hmm. And now, oh, sorry. If you can afford to rebuild and wait all these years, maybe we'll let you rebuild. You can jump through all these hoops. But remember, Bass, that we ought to find that. Well, let's do it later. I want to get the number out and take calls, too, and cover a bunch of other news that's important. But try to find Trump, Karen Bass press conference, building permits. And it's like an hour long, and Trump's arguing with her, and she's lying. But it's the Trump goes, let's take questions from the homeowners here, the property owners. And they're like, it's been weeks, and we're not even allowed into our areas, and when are we going to get the permits? Oh, you're getting permits. You're getting them soon. Well, we're told it's going to be a year. Oh, no. No. It'll be a week. Remember she said, and Trump goes, I'm going to hold you to that. It's so dramatic. And here we are 6 months later. Did you find it? If that's it, we'll play it right now. And they've given out less than 10 permits. Is that the clip? Did you guys find it? Right, they're pulling in right now. They found it. Good. Sorry, I do this on the fly. Poor crew. Then I'm like, give it to me. It's like, Rob Aguero's is like pulling stuff up in like 15 seconds. I'm like, that's not fast enough. No, it's just. So, it's just. People go, I mean, remember back at the time? Elon Musk is insane. CNN, MSNBC, ABC News. He's reposting Alex Jones' insane rant that this is a 15-minute city and that Newsom's going to come take it over with a task force and take everybody's property and build this new smart city and make money for his buddies, and that it was all premeditated, totally insane. Yeah, we ought to find those MSNBC and CNN like 5-minute clips where it's all the same script. He's totally nuts. He's claiming this was all premeditated. He's claiming they drained the reservoir. He's claiming they didn't cut the tree. And then they go, look, these reservoirs were full. And they show you reservoirs 20 miles away, not the fire reservoir above the Palisades built for that, drained 2 months before. They claimed for maintenance, but it turned out it wasn't maintenance. They ordered the son of a gun drained. I mean, it ain't hard, folks, to figure this out. But see, can you handle the truth? I specifically said when they burned down Maui a few years ago, I bet they burned down the Palisades next. Catherine Austin Fitz, who I learned about this from 25 years ago, that's how long I've been interviewing her. She was the deputy head of HUD, $40 billion under management, you know, all of it. She was already hearing about this technocracy and how they would administratively do this. And then she discovered a decade ago how they semantic files got leaked, how in key cities in 2020, Minnesota, you name it, they would send Antifa to lead the mobs to burn certain buildings that were people that wouldn't sell that the globalists wanted. I mean, that's how incredibly scientific these people are. I mean, they set this sucker up. It would be less obvious if at high noon on a Saturday while my neighbors are mowing their yard, I got a 5-gallon can of gas, and they see me on the roof pouring gasoline on it, and then I light it on fire, and the fire department gets there, and then the neighbors run over and go, he's crazy, we saw him burn it down. I go, that's completely insane. Even though they have the witnesses. I mean, that is less obvious than what Newsom, Patrick Bateman, in the flesh, is done. And he's the Pelosi Democrat crime boss. But this was all set up. This was all planned. They had it all lined up. Again, I have a good friend who was in rehab in December in Maui. Not in Maui, in... what's the name of the thing right there on the coast? God, I'm having one of those moments. What's the part of L.A. that's right there on the beach? It drives me crazy when I can't think of the most simple things. I have a good friend who was out in Los Angeles in December at a rehab for alcohol. And I remember the friend calling me and saying, yeah, I've been here 20 days. I'm sober. It's great, but I may have to leave because the electricity's off for days because they had to turn it off because of 50-mile-an-hour winds, you know, for fires. And, you know, it's crazy. There's been no power for 2 days because they can't turn it on because the power lines fall down. It'll burn all the brush. And I looked it up, and it was on the news. And there were hundreds of power cuts in the months before this with high winds in L.A. in different areas. But when 80-mile-an-hour winds come in, they leave the power on. I mean, come on, people. It's just, it's so crazy. But see, it's the perfect crime. Drain the reservoir. Don't send the fire trucks that night. They said, we didn't send extra fire trucks. We sent them the next morning. That's on record. And everything else they did, not trimming the brush for years, the fire department begging for it, cutting the fire department, putting DEI people that are totally incompetent in charge, so know what's going on, and then administratively burning that sucker to the ground. And then I said, he's going to appoint a task force, him at the head. He's going to declare a disaster. He's above the law. And they're going to build compact 15-minute city, high-rises, 200-square-foot coffin apartments, because that's in the UNESG, and now it's all been announced. Exactly as I said. Here is the clip back from 6 months ago, heard with Trump saying, yeah, we're going to give you the permits right away. And, of course, it was all a lie. Here it is.
We're bringing our city departments together so that people don't get caught in the loop of going from one room to the next. We want them all to be in the same room so that you can get busy rebuilding ASAP. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And we will clear the lots, absolutely, in the city and in the county. We are working together. Both levels of government are working in unity.
Months? Is it like we that's the answer that we got, and that's where we're all hanging on.
Yes.
So if you're telling us now faster, is it 6 months? Is it, I mean, all of our lives, rents, all this stuff is weighing on this.
6 months is no good.
And the number one thing that we are going to do immediately, and you will see this happen, is to clear out the debris. And you know, we're concerned right now over the weekend because of the potential rain, but we are going to move as fast as we can, but we want you to be safe, and we want you to be back in your homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't cost a lot.
Yes, and they can.
You should let them do it, because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
If a family...
The people are willing to get a dumpster and do it themselves and clean it out.
And they can.
There's not that much left. It's all incinerated.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just going to take a long time if you do. You can do some of it, but a lot of these people, I know that guy right there that's talking. I know my people. You'll be in that thing tonight, throwing the stuff away, and your site will be, it'll look perfect within 24 hours. And that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to wait around for 7 months till the city hires some demolition contract. That's going to charge him $25,000 to do his lot.
Yeah.
I think you have to, you have emergency powers just like I do, and I'm exercising my emergency powers. You have to exercise them also.
I did exercise them.
Because I looked, I mean, you have a very powerful emergency power, and
yes,
you can do everything within 24 hours.
Yes. And if individuals want to clear out their property, they can. Yes, but you know that you will be able to go back soon.
Mr. President.
We think within a week.
That's a long time, a week. I'll be honest. To me, the... Everyone's standing in front of their house. They want to go to work, and they're not allowed to do it.
And the most important thing is for people to be safe.
They're safe. They're safe. You know what? They're not safe. They're not safe now. They're going to be much safer. A week is actually a long time, the way I look at it. I watched hundreds of people standing in front of their lots, and they're not allowed to go in. It's all burned. It's gone. It's done. Nothing's going to happen to it. It's not going to burn anymore. There's nothing to burn. There's almost nothing to burn. And they want
to stop
there.
The people. Now we're 6 months later, and I sent the crew this on Monday, but I just remembered it. There's all these videos of helicopters and on the beach and everywhere. Nothing's being built. No crews, nobody. Still everything burned out. Many areas, they still don't let you clear things out. They won't even give them permits. 6 months later, a lying monster. And they told them 6 months to a year. And so they're like, hey, you got to let us. Oh, don't worry. Immediately, next week. I mean, this is on purpose, people. And now they've done it. Another conspiracy theory comes true. California bill passes to buy fire-ravaged Palisades for low income by triggering the bill. And it ties into the ESG rules of the UN, saying it'll be low-income housing. Well, it's for the poor. Well, now you don't get to build what you want. We'll build what we want. And they've still done the same thing in Lahaina and Maui. Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey had a big project to build a new Four Seasons. You know, Bill Gates owns the Four Seasons. He's a biggest owner of it. And the people voted and said no. And they burned their ass out a year later. Oh, conspiracy theories thwart rebuilding plan after L.A. County wildfires. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to not let you build. We're going to take your property. They're saying, like, pay it 10% what it's worth. And then if you don't like that, it's a conspiracy theory that you're being raped, which you are, and you're thwarting the rebuilding. And notice the governor right after that did declare an emergency, as I said he would do, and covered up any investigations and put himself and his buddies in charge of what's going to be built. And now they've announced big high-rises, 200-square-foot coffin apartments, a bunch of fancy apartments, a bunch of malls, a bunch of stuff for them. With the, how much has California gotten in federal money? Something like $30 billion. They're getting all the rest of money. So all that goes through Governor Newsom. If you remember, during the COVID lockdowns, his ugly, disgusting, demonic aunt, I mean, ugly spiritually, she's also very ugly physically, Nancy Pelosi was still getting her hair done, wasn't wearing a mask, everybody else was locked down, and he kept his restaurant wineries all stayed open. And the photos got taken by waiters of them having big parties, and none of them wearing masks at their venues. Boy, business was hopping there. That's what feudalism is. You get to keep your businesses open. Nobody else does. You know, George Washington was already very successful and the best surveyor and militia combat guy on the frontiers. By militia, they were fighting the Native Americans. And then the British. Famous battle where he got, you know, 1,000 troops shot at him for hours and couldn't hit him. He had holes all through his clothes. That's a true story. But he was so wealthy because he got so much land with a hatchet when he was a young man. And then he became one of the richest men at farming and hemp and everything else. But the Lord still wouldn't let him do business. He had to go through them. That's another reason for the war. Was it about the price of tea? All right. I want to give the number out. We won't have time to take a ton of calls because we've got this big FBI whistleblower, CIA whistleblower, exposing so much of the deep state, what's really going on with the Trump administration, and more coming up in the third hour. And then in the fourth hour, I've waited over a week and a half to air this because I've been so busy on all the other news. But what looks like cut and dry, in my opinion, money laundering, certainly incredible scandal. Not only did the DOJ give money to the people that sued me right when they sued me and then when they had the show trials, that's already come out. But now we know the law firm's billing never billed until the exact amount comes in from the DOJ. And then a week later, the exact amount is billed and then that's paid. I can tell you the Justice Department's looking at this. Look at themselves. That's what they really want to look into. I was like, wow, I mean, I'm kind of controversial. I'm surprised you guys are reaching out to me. We're like, we're surprised you didn't reach out to us. No, we want to go after the corruption in our own system. Okay. And the arrogant people doing these attacks on me, they don't care. They just run headlong, just foaming at the mouth. So that's coming up in the fourth hour. I mean, we did a 30-minute presentation with all the documentation and videos. And then there'll be a new update because they can't get the federal court to shut me down. They're now in the state court with a receiver, and they want to be in here as early as, you know, in the next few weeks. I mean, my lawyer said it could be yesterday, but, you know, any time. And we've survived so much, people are like, oh, you'll be all right. No, yeah, keep praying for us, but no, this is serious. They did the last receiver wrong, and that got blocked by federal court, and he committed suicide, very sad. I mean, I'm serious when I say that. See people in the comments go, why are you sad with the person? No, I mean, you know, it's sad. So a lot more coming up here today. And I want to briefly obviously hit the emergency power grab that's going on in the Genius Act. General Flynn's emergency, he reached out today, said, please get this out. So did MTG. They've got the latest of the details and the subsections. I'm going to hit that. And then I've got some other news I want to hit. But we have this CIA whistleblower, huge, coming up in the third hour. But I want to take, let's put 8 phone calls on the board, including the 3 people yesterday that got stuck on hold. When they gave us their number, we called them back. On Trump. And a special prosecutor, as I first broke on Monday, is going to get appointed. It's a done deal now. It's being reported by, you know, the White House. And so what do you think of that? What do you think of my view that they're doing so much good saving all these kids with that home and the rest of it and Maha and all the rest of it? And we understand they had the files, Comey and the rest of them. So I believe Trump that when they went to investigate what was being hidden, it's a setup. I mean, that makes perfect sense. So I just say bring it out. Don't try to hide it and hope the scandal goes away. Lean into it. But we need mass indictments now. It's not enough to fire Marine Comey. That's a good start. And you notice we've been harping on it. Everybody's been harping on it. Why is she still there? She's gone. That's a no-brainer. Why the hell was she still there? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're taking first-time callers right now, first-time callers only, on Trump and the Epstein fiasco. 877-789-2539. Don't forget, we're listener supported. We got great products and the new Tactical Dagger selling out quick at thealexjonesstore.com.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started talking about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Well, John,
you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
John Kiriakou is former head of counterterrorism, CIA, in Afghanistan and other countries. Very famous, very prestigious, very documented what he said was true, exposing illegal torture programs and more. I've interviewed him a few times, and he did a great job, but he has been on fire with Patrick Bet-David and Tucker Carlson on Israel really trying to take over the United States, not just foreign policy, and so much more. So very impressed. And again, he's not anti-Israel, folks. And I want to be clear. I don't say that as like, wink, wink, dog whistle, I love Hitler, you know, but oh, I don't really hate all the Jews. It's just the Zionist crap. I'm somewhat of a historian, and I've experienced a lot. And
Israel, until recently, was not the dominant lobbying force in the United States. It was the communist Chinese, the BlackRock globalists, and the rest of it. But Israel really is, because the Democrats are in such disarray, trying a hostile takeover of the White House. And they basically have control of Middle Eastern foreign policy. And so I legitimately am concerned by the moves Israel's making and the things they're doing, because it is the most popular thing, the fastest growing thing. The majority of people around the world, the majority of Democrats, like 90% of them, close to half of Republicans now, hate Israel. And see, I know how to think second, third, fourth, fifth order consequences. A, I don't want the people in Israel to get blown up in a nuclear war. I don't hate them. I don't like their corrupt, evil government. And Israel is destroying itself in the world's eyes. And then I understand Israel's got thousands of nuclear weapons, not hundreds, and high-tech delivery systems, and the Samson option. People always go, God, they'll blow everybody up and they get blown up. That's called mad. We got it too. I'm just going to call things as they are. People go, wait, he's defending Israel, now he's attacking Israel. I just look at the issue. Was attacking the Liberty trying to sink it to blame Egypt with LBJ nice? No, that was horrible and criminal. Oh, my God, the Jews will, if somebody nukes them, they'll nuke them. It'll end the world. Samson option. We call it mad. My brain only works on being informed and covering things as they are. But the biggest enemy of Jews worldwide is Benjamin Netanyahu. And, you know, you heard Michael Savage on 2 weeks ago. He's pro-Israel. He's an America First guy. He doesn't call himself a Zionist, but he's pro-Israel. And I admire Michael because he's so articulate and so smart on so many fronts. I mean, you know. And he said, no, I talked to top Israelis and top generals, all of them, and they say Netanyahu is going to get Israel destroyed because they're smart. They're not against Israel. They're not even against Israel expanding, you know. But what did Savage say? Take the foot off the gas? Yeah. If everybody that just says, you know, to the mountains of the sea, kill all the Jews, you understand that means nuclear war, right? And if I could hit a button right now and send all the Jews to Mars, I wouldn't do it. But at the same time, I am extremely sick of the ADL and the left and just my whole career on air being called anti-Semitic if I say there's globalists and there's a World Bank and the Federal Reserve is private. Oh, that's a secret code word for Jews. Well, I mean, the Rothschilds, when they set up the Federal Reserve, was the only audit, owned something like 80% of the shares in it. So, yeah, Jews own the Federal Reserve. Okay, you can't own something that's shadowy and basically runs things and then get mad if I say Jews control the Federal Reserve. I mean, again, it's a fact. So, and boy, if Trump was so controlled by the Jews, why won't they cut interest rates? See, because the Jews aren't one block. I mean, the grassroots Jews are basically, you know, some, a lot of them are leftists and some of them self-hating, but what you could say is upset about it. It's kind of pejorative, but that's just the term I would use. Everybody knows what that means. I'm going off on a jag here on one of your calls, but in general, when Israel gets attacked or Jews start to attack, almost all Jews line up together with solidarity to support their group. That's completely natural. It's tribal. It's normal. It's a survival mechanism. So, yeah, Jews are one block when it kind of comes to Jews are being persecuted. That's kind of why Israel, starting in 47, started bombing Jews in Spain, Portugal, Iraq, Syria, and a bunch of other countries. That's all declassified. And blaming it on Muslims and on Nazis to make Jews move to Israel. So the real relationship is the different kleptocratic Jewish mafias setting up Jews in Israel for calamity and then staying in power to do that and then scapegoating Jews in general by it, because Jews are smart on average, you know. They're not stupid, but when it comes to this, they've got a real blind spot. Because I've sat there and explained this to prominent Jews off record and actually sold a bunch of them on it because they didn't know about it. And then I've seen the Jews go out and act on what I've told them. So it's not like they're just telling me what I want to hear. I see them change. So, you know, I don't want to be in the position of having to roll up my sleeves and really go after Israel. But man, Israel is going after our country and our sovereignty and has no right to run our country. And that's where I stand on it. Let's go to your phone calls. And then I'll get into the Genius Act and all the rest of it and some really big threats to freedom. But, I mean, that's it. I legitimately care about everybody. I legitimately want prosperity and peace. I legitimately want to live in peace. And that's a whole other thing. I can't sit there and watch Israel be an ethnostate and have rules on Jews can't marry non-Jews in Israel. And I'm like, fine, you're allowed to have an ethnostate. I'm not even saying people can't have that. But then if some white Christians just want to be white separatists and preserve their culture, the ADL, the Jewish lobby, and all of it attacks them and says they're Nazis, well, why do you get to have an ethnostate and white people can't? Or black people go and try to create their own thing, and you go, oh, God, look at these racist black people over here. They've created their own, you know, community. Well, you've done it. You got nuclear weapons. I mean, it's the logic of it. Now, there's Ben-Gurion. So, I just won't sit here and be lectured how I'm Adolf Hitler when it would take me 10 hours to break down all the historical facts of the Jews feeding off the Jews in World War II with deals with Hitler. And, of course, Hitler double-crossed them all at the end. That's why Madeleine Albright's dad, one of the main Jews, running the operations of the Nazis, rounding up Jews, he was at the top. Soros was at the bottom. You take like people like Steve Pachenik, who's, you know, Jewish or half-Jewish. I guess the dad's Catholic, the mom is Jewish, so that makes him Jewish. You know, high-level CIA at the time, a long time ago. Really smart guy, but, you know, he would go off on it all day long about how the Jewish leadership made a deal with Hitler and all this and knew about the persecution coming and had a deal to send them to Palestine. But in the middle of it, the Germans lost control of North Africa and the Middle East. And they said, no, you were just going to kill all of you now. And then they, of course, rounded up. Even in Paris, the one of the Rothschilds was running a bank with all the stolen Jew money they took from their own people. And they killed them. So it's true, even a couple of Rothschilds got killed. Oh, you mean Hitler double-crossed you? Yeah. You got out-criminaled. Rothschild, try this game. Rothschild bad, Hitler bad. See, you're not supposed to go Rothschild good, Hitler bad, or Hitler good, Rothschild bad. No, Rothschild bad, Hitler bad. See how that works? Cyanide bad, arsenic bad. It's bad to be shot with a shotgun. It's bad to be shot with 357 Magnum in the head. It's bad to have diesel poured on you and it lit. It's bad to have gasoline poured on you and lit. See, everybody just thinks like there's two sides. No, there's never just two sides. Okay? So yeah, am I worried about Soros is still alive and was helping round up Jews for the Nazis. And I'm just like, and then, because I know all about Hitler, and don't compare me to you and your boss. That's why the Nazis don't like me, because they love Hugo Boss uniforms and the formations and the geometry and the architecture, and it makes them feel powerful to see a bunch of mainly homosexual men in black uniforms marching around. Oh, yeah, the Nazis were just, come on. I just know too much. It's like Gnarls Barkley says, you know, I've gone crazy. I just know too much. So, no, I'm not a closeted anti-black person. I'm not a closeted anti-Hispanic. I'm not a closeted anti-Jew. But what I am is openly against racist black people, and that's not even most of them, but they're out there, and I will not bow to them, and I won't bow to Jews trying to make me feel guilty to them, and I'm not going to bow to anybody, and I'm proud to be white. And there's only 7% of the world that's white. And there's all these movements to not be white and don't have a white wife. I mean, hell, if you love somebody that's another color, I'm attracted to people of all colors. But my point is that by always telling me it's bad that I'm white all day, I'm like, well, hell, I better get some more white babies around here. It's like, I don't want the polar bears to go extinct. And I'm sick of hearing about how white people are bad all day. But just because I'm proud of myself and proud of my heritage doesn't mean that I don't like you because you're something else. I can admire what your culture's done. And anybody that says the Jews haven't produced a lot of science, music, literature, culture, and there aren't some very highly performing Jews out there is a liar. You know, the Nazis trying to, oh, there's not really high, you know, Jews aren't as smart as. Why has our whole religious world system come out of them? I mean, just knock it off. It is Judeo-Christian. Doesn't mean it's Jewish Christianity. Now, that's what they mean. No, I mean it comes out of Abraham. Christianity came right out from between the legs of Abraham. And the abomination of Islam. And the Bible says this will be the abomination. So just stop. We're obsessed with the Jews, and they're obsessed with themselves because there is something special, especially good and especially bad. Because anything that's, the more you can have a 1,000-horsepower car, and you know how to drive it, it's great. If you don't know how to drive it, you'll get your ass wrapped around a telephone pole. And that's what I'm telling the Jews, not as one monolithic group, but the ones, you know who you are. Stop using psychological warfare. Stop using black magic. Stop using dirty tricks. Stop it. Because you know the thing about black magic? It comes back on the person that does it sevenfold. You don't think black magic, I mean in general, dirty tricks. You don't think I'm not pretty smart and don't know how to do a lot of really nasty stuff to you after what you've done to me? You don't think I don't know it's been your mafia that's been on top of my ass? But I never took your bait, did you? I warned you that you're going to get your asses in a lot of trouble where you're going. And you're going to conjure a new Adolf Hitler. It'll probably get us all killed. See, I'm smart enough to look ahead here. No, I'm actually Israel's best friend because I care about everybody. And if you think, those of you that think you're going to blow the Jews up and they're not going to take you with them, you're an idiot. But again, if I could blow the Jews up all right now and get away with it, and I had a button, I wouldn't push it. Because that's not in God's plan. You start doing that, you know whose plan you're part of. You're like, oh, wait, you're saying they're with God? No. They're with a whole bunch of stuff. When God favors you, so does the devil. The more power I get, the more the devil comes a-knocking. And more the temptation gets. So I know what the Jews have gone through because you know what? I'm exceptional. I'm powerful. So I recognize you've had a lot of exception. I have exception. And you know, the Jewish lobby knows that about Northern Europeans and they don't like competition. And that's why they're after them. So stop it. You don't want people at war with you. Stop attacking us and we can figure out a future together. Okay? Knock it off right now. I'm just talking straight to you. If just like you, people think they're going to kill the Jews and they're not going to blow everything up, you think you're going to, at the end of the day, really bring down white Christian Western civilization because the high IQs and the competition and you're threatened by it. You don't think people don't see that? You don't think you haven't conjured something again? Stop it now or you're going to get us all killed. Nazis need to stop it. The out-of-control Jewish supremacists need to stop it. All of you need to stop it. Now, that's straight shooting. All right, damn it. Let's go to phone calls. Excuse me. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex.
Go ahead.
I appreciate you, everything you do, and I'll get straight to it. I know that's your preference.
We appreciate you, brother. Go ahead.
But this whole roll-up by Trump is so out of character from him. Like, where's his charisma, his finger on the pulse, and he's never on the wrong side of an 80-20 issue. I like to use Occam's razor when I think about these kind of conspiratorial, you know, questions and make the least amount of assumptions. I feel like the info isn't there, or maybe the info will break down social order as we know it. No one's talking about
it. No, I mean, that's it. I mean, and he got mad because he was snuck attacked. He's like, yeah, I'll release it, investigate it. And then, of course, it's their file. He's like, I'm in there? What the hell? A new Russiagate. And then he's just flips out about it. And when we see it looking like a new Trump, it sent shockwaves through people. And we were right to say this is scary. But I've confirmed now he's starting to understand this and hopefully stops doing what he's been doing. And then the special counsel's coming, so that's good news.
I was going to say, no one's talking about the intelligence side of this. The FBI controls the criminal side and has the files on the criminal side, but with intelligence being clearly a part of this, if not us, Israel as well, and no one's talking about getting Tulsi and Radcliffe involved and to see their files on Epstein. But also, what if it's a lot scarier than, you know, just trafficking and pedophilia? What if this goes into, you know, black magic, ritualistic behavior, and...
Oh, let me tell you something. Eyes Wide Shut isn't a movie, it's a documentary. You get in the upper echelons of money, you either got rich people that hide out and stay away from everybody and are freaked out, I mean, the really rich people, or you got rich people that are devil worshiping. Devil worshiping, I mean, hardcore Luciferianism is all over the place. I've told the story. I mean, I'm not making it up. I've seen it, folks. Okay, and that's when I was a teenager. So let me tell you, it is bad. I mean, I've been in Eyes Wide Shut stuff. I've literally gotten out of that stuff. 13, 14, 15. I was like, God, I get to date the beauty queen. I'm 15 dating a college beauty queen. And I was like, another big mansion, another helicopter pad, and more, another black magic ceremony. And I was just like, God almighty, they were trying to recruit me, man. It's all over the place, bro.
I believe it.
Oh, I've seen it. I mean, I know it.
But how deep does it go, and how prolific is it?
It's Luciferianism in elite rich circles. That's the Bible says, you know, the devil controls the elite, the principalities, the powers of the air. I mean, I would say half the billionaires and their adjuncts in any elite area are doing sex rituals and black magic on a weekly basis. I mean, it's there are as many satanic real churches, not the fake, you know, idiot ones you see. They're all idiots, but, you know, the little provincials. There are as many satanic ceremonies going on in a major city or in these elite rural areas, almost as much as there are church services going on. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Because this isn't like going down to the Baptist church and hearing the preacher speak and singing some hymns. There's sex, whole nine yards.
Well, what would this information coming out do to social order? I just have this fear that Trump's trying to hide it because to just maintain the status quo.
Yeah, and I say let the chips fall where they may, justice be done, but the heavens fall. And from all my research and MO, Trump would never put himself in the position of going to a black mass and doing the things they do. Most of it is at children, but it's it's something else. I'll tell you that. I was never in the rituals. I got three or four times brought in and was like, I'm getting out of here. But I mean, gorgeous women. You know, and boom. I mean, it's ritualistic sex. It's what goes on, and it's very seductive. And you know, it's you, I mean, where I grew up, you couldn't swing a stick in the dark and not hit it. So I appreciate your call. Good points, Andrew. Thank you so much. You're on the air from Ohio. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Glad to be talking to you. First time caller. Been listening about 7 years or so to the program. Want to do a quick plug for your products. My wife and I have been taking the methylene blue for a month or so now, and what a amazing product. I feel like a completely different person. The energy levels are fantastic and no letdown. So highly recommend it, you know, and of course talk to your doctor first because it can have some interactions, but wow, what an amazing product. So that's fantastic. And we appreciate all the work that you're doing to expose some of what's going on in our society. I was calling to talk about the Epstein debacle and kind of just touch on a point of why popular opinion is so insistent that we want some of this information to come out. And I think that I probably speak for a lot of people in saying that we believe the Epstein situation is emblematic of a two-tiered justice system that employs one set of rules for certain people and another set of rules for the rest of us.
Exactly. That's why people are so pissed. And it's all real. There's been all these cases. We know it. We know there's a cover-up. And then Trump 180s.
Well, yeah. And I agree with your last caller in saying that some of the things we've seen Trump doing in the last couple of weeks is totally out of character. The flip-flopping back and forth, and it's somewhat unexplainable. One of the things that I have found with the Epstein situation is there are so many connections amongst the billionaires and the uber rich that aren't being talked about.
Well, and that's the thing look, they're bored. And so just like it came out in ancient medieval times, there was all this devil worship going on. It wasn't just the Inquisition was bad, too, making it up. I mean, it was really these people get bored. They're into it. It leads to this throughout history.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. And, of course, I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio, and most people don't know that Jeffrey Epstein spent significant amounts of time here in Columbus. And his connections with billionaire Les Wexner are extensive.
Oh, he was definitely Wexner's Mossad for sure, and he was Mossad CIA as well. They don't let you operate unless it's a joint deal. MI6 heavily through Maxwell. And yeah, 100%. That's what this was. He was just a front man. He was just the maitre d'. He was just the butler.
Well, so what's interesting now is that some of these connections amongst the uber wealthy and Jeffrey Epstein are still continuing on. Just yesterday, I saw a news article that more business dealings have come out as behind some of the AI movements. The financiers behind them was Peter Thiel, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ehud Barak, former prime minister of Israel. And
well, absolutely. Today, I mean, everybody's investing in AI, have been for decades.
Super interesting now is that there is the Prometheus data center that Intel is building is being put up here in New Albany, Ohio, which is home of Leslie Wexner and L Brands and the Limited. And these are all Wexner's companies.
Absolutely. We're out of time, but absolutely. It's intelligence operation. All right. We're going to start hour number three, take a few more phone calls, then the CIA whistleblower and more. It's all coming up in hour number three. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed from Real All Shows on X now.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue. And this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning. Next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here. Look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.